Mr. President, distinguished delegate, my delegation would like to express our thanks to New Zealand, the coordinator on national implementation measures. The Lao PDR recognized the grave humanitarian consequences posed by the presence of unexploded cluster munition. As an affected country, we are committed to addressing the issue and ensuring the safety and well-being of our citizens. We acknowledge the significance of having a robust domestic legal framework that aligns with the provision of the CCM. In light of this, we proudly demonstrate our commitment by highlighting the successful implementation of Lausanne Action Plan, which have been instrument in guiding our action and progress thus far. Over past this year, Lao PDR has taken a number of measures in implementation of the CCM, as well as updating national frameworks, which in a reflection of our strong commitment as an active member of state of the convention. From 2019 to 2021, the Lao PDR, in consultation with relevant stakeholders, development partners, donors, and UXO operators, had discussed the drafting of national legislation complying with the Convention on Cluster Munition. By the end of 2022, the decree on unexploded ordnance, UXO, my action, was adopted, and this new decree pertained the key provision under the CCM. This framework served as the cornerstone for effective national implementation measure that not only adhere to the obligation set forth by the CCM, but also safeguard our community from the devastating impact of cluster munition. In this connection, to ensure the effectiveness of national implementation measures, we currently enhance capacity and understanding of authority at all levels on new decree, and we plan to organize more workshops later this year, targeting provincial and district level government officer and all the stakeholders on promoting and ensuring the decree implementation nationwide. Mr. President, since the launch of the National Sustainable Development Goals 18, Life Saved from UXO, the government of Lao PDR, in partnership with multi-stakeholder, have put forward numerous measures implementing the CCM. We recognize that our efforts cannot be realized in isolation. We call upon international community to continue its valuable assistance in promoting and strengthening our national implementation measures. Technical expertise, financial support, and capacity building initiatives are essential to ensure the complete eradication of cluster munition from our land. Protect civilians from the risk associated with an explosive remnants, and promote sustainable development. In conclusion, we remain steadfast in our commitment to the CCM and will tirelessly strive our full obligation for the benefit of our nation and our people. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished representative of Lao PDR for his comprehensive statement.